Full-Time Podcast Producer, Episode 6, where we're going to talk about the next step and how to launch your own production business. So this episode is going to have a few no-brainers in it, and I get that. It's just that I don't know how else to communicate this without including a few no-brainers, so bear with me. But also, I'm wanting to break this down in a way that would have helped me when I was starting, because I didn't take this step extremely seriously when I was first putting together my production business. It might not have been due to lack of aspiration. I think it was just due to not completely understanding the importance of defining the asset that it is I'm going to be selling. This episode is going to break down the concept of mastering your outline for producing a podcast. This episode will also focus more on the production side of things to the producers who listen to the show. But if you are here just to go ahead and launch your own podcast, this can still be relevant as well as far as emphasizing the importance. Next episode, we're actually going to go through my checklist of what it takes to launch a podcast. So the launch checklist, if you will, the different things that you need to go over from a bird's eye view. And if you need to skip ahead to that episode, I understand, but I would encourage you to go ahead and listen to this one and see if you can glean anything that will help you in your journey of launching and producing your own podcast, especially if you have any aspirations to become a producer in the future. Back to this step. We are going to talk about mastering the outline of the process that you used when you created your own podcast. I'll just revisit what I already talked about in episode 3. I don't believe you can be an effective podcast producer without having your own podcast. I know there are producers and editors out there who do great work and who don't have their own podcast, and that's okay. But I think that if you have your own, you're going to perform better, and you're also going to be able to do better when it comes to communicating and delivering on the needs of your client, because you're someone who has been there and done that, not as someone who's reacting to the needs or trying to anticipate the needs of someone going through something that you haven't exactly done before. But let's assume just for this episode that you have your own podcast. And you are at the step of, okay, I'm good at what I do. I know how to do this. I'm ready to turn this into a business. Okay, that's great. I want you to get out a piece of paper. I want you to open up a Word document, whatever it is you need, and just start going through the process. List things one after another. No real order even needed at this point. But just go through and make a list of the different steps, different items, different key points of experience or notes that you've taken when it comes to launching and creating a podcast, and just get it all on paper. After you've done that, go ahead and go through and put some structure in there, whether there are some things that you've listed that could be sub points from other bigger ideas that you've outlined, or if you just realize that you've put things out of order and you've been talking about the launch date, and then after that you realized, oh, there was this registration process I had to go through. Just create some sort of structure to that list, which is why it would be great to do this on a Word doc or a Google doc. But go through, make some structure, and by the time you're done, you are going to be looking at the actual asset that you are going to be selling to other podcasters. I understand not everyone likes lists. I'm actually kind of in that camp when it comes to what I consider fun. But whatever I consider effective, usually there's a list associated with it. And when I first made my business, I didn't really outline my process for making a podcast. I had it all in my head. I thought I was fine. And for a little while, I actually was, but I realized just how much more value I could provide my clients when they knew that I was either working off of a process for them, or I had actually been able to outline a process and present it to them that we could both use to navigate the process of launching their show. The nice thing was that I realized is the more and more clients I got, whenever I had that outline pre-designed, pre-presented, ready for that first meeting that we have where we're talking about process, and I can just show it to them, they are blown away. They're excited. They see that there is something that's going to be in their hands or on their computers that they can hold and read and go through that has already gotten X number of shows through the whole process of concept to actual publication for their show. There's a degree of confidence and certainty that comes with that. And whenever you're going to sell something, there has to be value that someone knows they're going to walk away with as a result of doing business with you. And that's what it is that you have made. You've made a proven concept template that has cost them no extra time, that has cost them no extra headache, that has cost them no additional money than what it takes to have you onboard them as a client, that they know can be used to launch their show. Now, they don't get that until they've cleared first payment with you. Let me just say that now. But this is going to be the actual asset that you are selling people. And this is also unique to you. This is your intellectual property, your IP. It is going to look different for you than it looks for me. It is going to look different for both of us as compared to insert name of corporate podcast company here. And that's a good thing. You see, when you have the asset that it is that you are going to sell, this is what you are going to start using when you are designing your sales pitches. This is going to be what you are using when you are starting to illustrate value propositions or declare your uniqueness on how you stand out from others who are bidding on the same job as you. This is something very, very unique to you, and it needs to be, because you bring something to the market that no one else does. You. Whether it's your knockout punch being how fast you are at delivering on quality, whether it be the actual quality or expertise or years of experience that you already have, it could be your work ethic, it could be your expertise in a specific niche that people are getting ready to do a podcast in. So you're a podcaster who happens to be a retired nurse. Well, a medical podcast would be perfect for you compared to Joe Schmo, who really is into tech but knows nothing about the health industry. That's kind of a radical example, but uniqueness is really, really important when it comes to the product that you're selling. And that is born out of you creating a process based off of your experience, off of what's worked for you, off of you going through and already troubleshooting problems that they won't have to worry about, your client won't have to worry about. And it's a very important step. As I said, again, I didn't take this step as seriously as I could have when I was putting this all together. But you need to put together this outline of what your process is going to be, because next step is going to be turning around and figuring out who needs this. And that'll be another episode that'll be coming up here next week. But I want you to sit down and make this process. I want you to sit down and just make this outline and clean it up. See where the holes are. See what questions you can anticipate someone else having. Actually present it to other people and say, hey, so this is something I'm thinking about presenting to other people who might be interested in doing a podcast. What questions would you have based off seeing this? What holes are you seeing? Or send it to me. I'd be more than happy to review it for you, look over it, and give you a nudge in the right direction as far as what might be missing or what steps that you might be doing different and it just not makes sense or things that we can look at together. So go ahead, let me know. Send me a message. Find me on LinkedIn. Send me a DM on there or my email. Both will be linked down in the show notes below. But we can have that conversation and look at what this asset is that you're going to be selling to other people. Don't look over this step. Don't assume that everyone knows this. Don't assume that everyone has access to this, because you're going to find that as you sell your services, there's a lot of things that people don't know because they just don't have the time. They have the money to hire you to go and figure it out for them. And that's what they're really wanting. So don't skip this step. Make sure you have this outline, that you have this ready, and that you know you can deliver on the end result that this process will lead your clients to. Let me know if this helps you at all in your journey with your podcast or becoming a producer. Go ahead and leave a 5-star review, say something positive about the show if you'd like to help out, or share it with a friend of yours that you think needs to get into podcast production or who is looking for a resource of how to get into podcasting. Apart from that, guys, hope that you're doing well, and I'll talk to you really, really soon in the next episode.